Evening, y'all. It's 2nd of February 2011. This is the first show of 2011. You're listening to Sports 2 and 4 for sports things from the Dallas area. I'm Rochi. I'm here with my host. I'll hand him over to you now, Paul Shaw.
Yeah, that's me, everyone. It's good to have y'all back here in the new year, 2011.
We finally made it.
We did.
It's been tough.
It has been tough. It's
Our social calendar has been quite a challenge.
But we're back, and that's all that matters, though, right?
That's all that's needed, man. That's all that's needed.
You're stuck with us for at least 16 minutes.
Yeah, that's all we got music for. There might be silence after that, but we might edit it in afterwards. We're back. We're bad. We've been to the pub, Lion and Crown, Addison.
Yeah, go there if you're in the area, Lion and Crown. A little shout-out.
Wednesday night. A shout-out there. It's for free. Hopefully they'll give us free beer next time.
Yeah, why not? Everyone loves a free beer, especially us.
I'll take more than one for free. All right, okay. We got 16 minutes. We got a lot of sports because we haven't been on since November 28th.
Yeah.
So, Paul, bring it in.
We have a lot to talk about. Well, it's Super Wednesday here in the Dallas area, and that means one thing, and that's Super Bowl week here in Dallas, I guess more specifically Arlington. But no one likes Arlington, so let's just call it Dallas, right?
Arlington's got a lot to live up to, man.
Yeah, it's a city of
dreams,
yeah.
Nightmares,
yeah.
Failures.
All of those combined.
Single mothers are easy. All right, let's move on.
Well, a good thing about it is we have at least 50, what I've heard lately is 50,000 strippers coming into the area.
Are they all incoming?
Well, it's a good thing for me because I'm single.
I bet they fly Southwest.
I bet they do.
No. The great American tradition. It's, I bet they're coming in on the Greyhound.
Oh, man, strippers make so much money, though. They're flying Virgin.
Virgin does now fly out of Dallas.
Hey, they fly to L.A. and San Francisco now.
That's prime Stripperville, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know, once they've left Toledo, you know.
Toledo. Fuck Toledo.
Oh, it's been a long time since we've been on air, and we're both very excited to be back on.
I'm so excited. Well, it's the middle of the 2011 winter storm here in the area, and it's pretty crazy.
I'm telling you, man, my nuts are fucking shrinking.
I've never seen anything like this.
I feel like one of those samurais, you have to massage them out after battle. You know what I'm talking about here? You know what I'm talking about? Even though I've worn the wrong kind of underwear for years. You can call me Rochi-san from now on.
Arr. Hey. Seriously, though, being outside for more than 5 minutes here, it's ridiculous. I can't handle this. I'm not used to it. But it's kind of nice. It's a nice change to see the streets of Dallas frozen over solid with ice. But anyway, we got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, and we got the Packers from Green Bay and the Steelers from Pittsburgh. And it's hilarious, though, because it's two of the Cowboys' biggest historic rivals that we have, and it's pretty funny
but
to see.
But we're not in the Super Bowl.
No, we're not in the Super Bowl.
What happened?
That's a great question. I have no idea what happened, because we were almost pretty much guaranteed a Super Bowl appearance in our hometown from the owner, GM.
Epic fail.
Yeah, very,
epic fail.
Very epic fail. But it's pretty funny to see what usually says Cowboys in each end zone of the stadium now says Packers and Steelers.
Oh, they painted it over.
Yeah, well, you know.
Bet that was a union job.
Yeah, and yeah, it's such a union job. No, but think about it. I just picture Jerry Jones up in his box watching them change it over from Cowboys to Packers and Steelers and just like shedding a couple tears watching that go down.
Yeah, he's thinking of his bank account, man.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, yeah, he's crying all the way to the bank. But, no, yeah, that's a big deal, I guess, for the Dallas area here, having the Super Bowl here. But, yeah.
So what's the biggest thing about the game? Come on.
Biggest thing?
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl.
I guess.
So we got 50,000 hookers and strippers flying in.
Right.
To show their wares. That's, when it was, they first started at 10,000, they said that was one for every 15 people.
Yeah, I've heard reports about the 50,000. That just seems
so
ridiculous 50, to me.
So 50,000 is one for every three.
Right.
Is that right?
50,000.
Yes, if 10 was 115.
Well, the stadium holds upwards of 100,000.
That's a lot of love.
Yeah, it is a lot of love.
That's a lot of folks away from their wives and kids and responsibilities.
What, you mean
payments?
What, are you talking about the strippers, the single moms away from their three kids?
Oh! Paul. This is a sports show for sports people.
Sorry.
You're a bad, bad man.
But I mean, there's not much to say about the Super Bowl other than it's going on here in our area.
Awful parties. What was that party?
I heard that the Gene Simmons and Kim Kardashian party going down tonight. Like, can you think of a more random twosome between them?
That is bizarre. Yeah. It's a bizarre get together. I heard that on Groupon, Pamela Anderson's party is now $250 a ticket.
Hey, that's not bad, right?
But it's Pamela Anderson.
I would not pay $250 to go to a place to pay for $10 drinks and maybe get a glimpse at Pamela Anderson. Are you kidding me?
I think she now puts helium in those titties to hold them up.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, I heard that...
I'm Bonzo the Clown and I'm blowing them up. No,
no, I heard that no one bought tickets to the Gene Simmons Kim Kardashian party at $500 as the cheapest ticket, so they lowered the price to $100 to get some people to go.
That's tonight, right?
Yeah, that is tonight. Right now as we speak.
By the time I get my ass in the gear and get this online, it's not going to be there in time.
Hey, we can finish this up and make an appearance if we want to.
We can make an appearance. You and I. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
This is not the game.
We host. We host Sports 214. You're talking to the hosts.
It's just.
But if we want to go for a couple quick cowboy hits, the draft is coming up here in April. It's a long way away, but there's a lot of speculation. I mean, the NFL draft is one of the... I mean, it's just ridiculous how overhyped it is, I guess.
So the Cowboys, they lost this season. They did crappy this season. So they get the best pick next year, right?
Yeah, they get the 9th overall pick, and
so
that's a good thing.
Who are they looking at?
Well, the Cowboys' biggest weaknesses are at safety, cornerback, and offensive line.
I thought they had Romo and quarterback.
Okay. Well, here we go. That's quarterback. We're talking about cornerback. It's like
cornerback.
It's like the difference between quarter bar and corner bar. That's a big difference.
I've made that mistake a few times.
Yeah. You want to go to quarter bar, everyone, so if you're listening. I've been looking at a couple mock drafts, and they're saying that if... I'm hoping that this guy from Nebraska, cornerback Prince Amukamara, falls to us.
Prince?
Yeah, listen to this name. Prince Amukamara. How about that for a name?
Okay, his father's a Saudi.
No, but if he could fall to us, that'd be great.
I got it.
No, you got it? I'm trying to give David the bottle opener over here, and I can't find it.
That's what happens when you drink strange beers.
Yeah, by the way, this is sponsored by Smittix.
Smittix this week.
Yeah, but
now that Dallas has started selling beer everywhere.
Right, yeah, all over the place. You can't go into a place and they're not selling beer. That's amazing. I'm kind of hoping we draft a O-lineman because... offensive lineman. Just because they're all over 32 and
yeah,
just...
Yeah, but they should be easy to find in Dallas.
That's true. Good point.
That's it. Feed him some more barbecue. He'll be fine.
Right. No, there's this guy from Colorado and he's... His name's Nate Solder.
Is he corn-fed?
Oh, it looks like it. The guy's over 6'8". I mean, the guy, he's 6'8", between 6'8", 6'9", 315 pounds. Massive.
That's the incredible bulk.
Right, seriously. Incredible.
Wow.
I've looked at him. I've watched some film on him, actually, and he's great run blocker, but in pass blocking, he... I don't know. Those really fast guys, looks like he can get right by him. I'm honestly... what do I know, but... I think the best idea would be to trade down from that spot that we have.
Oh, yeah?
From the ninth spot.
Take a second or thirds.
Exactly. Take a couple of second rounds, maybe a third round, maybe a late first, just because...
Might be cheaper.
Exactly, because the 9th overall pick, you're going to have to pay him so much money, and if Prince Amukamara does not fall to us, then I think that's the best bet. Prince Amukamara. God, you know, I wish that was my name.
I tell you what, I bet he's responsible for shutting off the internet in Egypt. Is that wrong?
It's pretty close.
That's really wrong.
But there's not much more to say about the Cowboys other than the draft, and I don't really care, so let's just move right on.
All right, let's talk about some Rangers.
Yeah, let's talk about Rangers.
Was it Cliff Lee that was the bowler? It's a cricket term. A pitcher.
Pitcher,
that he was thinking of leaving or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, he's gone. He's in Philadelphia now.
Wanker.
He took less money to go play in Philadelphia.
Toss pot.
I can't blame him. I'm just glad he didn't sign with the Yankees.
Less money.
We offered him more money, but he turned it down to go play in Philadelphia.
Why?
Did
like playing in summertime?
Long story. Texas. He played in Philly before for half a season, and he, I guess, you know, he loved it there. I can't blame the guy.
I can. Wank it. All right, move on.
I mean, he gave us the best year in Rangers history, so
I give you the best 2 weeks of my life.
No, but a good point is, good point about the Rangers, we signed Adrian Beltre, third baseman that played in Boston last year. And this guy is he's really good. I'm pretty excited about this. He was an all-star last year, and he's just really consistent. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna take that back. He's not very consistent. He has an up year, down year. I mean, it kind of goes back and forth. But I feel like now that he's, you know, entered his pretty good prime, that he should.
He's in his 30s now. He's settled right down a little, right?
That's the thing about baseball. A lot of people don't find their swing until early 30s.
Baby seats and shit. And, investing in his future.
Right.
Maybe getting his pension together, his 401k.
Yeah, seriously.
Getting his swing in.
We give him a pretty crazy contract. I mean, I don't have the number in front of me, but it's like 6 years, $90 million or something like that.
Oh, so it's a tough life, Paul.
Swing a bat and catch a couple balls, right? But the thing is we signed him at third base, but we already had a third baseman, Michael Young, who is the all-time hit leader for the Texas Rangers. And he's come out and said the quotes, I'll do whatever I can for the team, it's good for the team. But you know the guy's pissed off. We've made him switch positions. He's gone from second base to shortstop to third base. Now we're taking away his fielding and just making him be a designated hitter to hit for the pitcher. So I mean he's got a right to be pissed off. He's apparently going to be a part-time DH, first baseman, and utility infielder.
Utility infielder.
Yeah.
You know what that means? He's going to clean up the bogs when he's done. Oh, someone left a floater.
I mean, I love the guy. He's my favorite Ranger of all time, but I mean, it sucks.
Is he like Man United have had Ryan Giggs for years.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Ryan Giggs has played since I was a teenager.
Yeah, okay.
Is he the Ryan Giggs of the Rangers?
Yeah, you know, he's getting up there. He's getting upwards of $18 million a year now to be a part-time player. And it sucks because he's been with the team for so long, and now he's getting demoted to a part-time player. I mean, it's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, but you must have seen that coming, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's so...
You don't play for a team for 18 years and then, like, you know...
But he's so consistent, though. I mean, the guy's... I mean, he's a great guy.
Yeah. He's not an incredible player, but he's just a good player all the time.
That's true.
He's Ryan Giggs, I'm telling you.
I've seen some things this is just speculation, but they're considering trading our second baseman, Ian Kinsler, for a pitcher and having Michael Young take over at second base. I don't know what my stance is on that. I love Ian Kinsler. He's one of the best players on the team. But if it can get us, you know, a top-of-the-rotation pitcher, then I'm all for it. I'm not going to get into much into that because that's a story for another day. But we just made a trade. The Rangers made a trade. Traded our setup man, former closer Frankie Francisco, for catcher Mike Napoli. I'm pretty for it. I was never really a big fan of Frankie Francisco, even though he's pretty good. The guy was just like a head case. So
how was he a head case?
Well, I mean, a couple years ago, he got suspended for throwing a chair into the stands in Oakland, I think it was, at a fan. And he's been hurt.
You guys do it hardcore.
Yeah, the guy's crazy.
I remember Eric Cantona doing a flying kick into the crowd when he was playing for Man United, but throwing a chair, really, they're splinters.
Seriously. Splinters. No, and he, you know, it's been pretty iffy. Like, he'll be great here and then terrible there, so... I'm okay with that. I'm okay. I've also heard that our former closer, rookie sensation, Neftali Feliz, they're going to try to give him a spot in the rotation and open up in spring training. And that may not be much to you, but it's huge because we're taking away his closer spot. I mean, you know, this is possible. This could happen. Taking away his closer spot. The closer is a guy that comes in the last inning when it's a close game to just shut everyone out.
Yeah.
Get three outs to win the game. And that's huge in baseball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a strategic move, right?
Right.
I can get that.
And the guy was amazing. He won Rookie of the Year last year. But now we're going to give him, apparently going to stretch him out, try to get him a spot in the rotation just to see if he can be a top-of-the-rotation type guy. I'm honestly all for it. If he comes out, and because the guy is, he's ridiculous. He has a fastball upwards of 98 between 100 and 2 miles an hour.
Jeez.
He's got, dirty breaking balls.
The guy's
a freak. I'm all for it. I'd like to see what happens in spring training. Your breaking ball, David's breaking balls. That's a good point.
Oh, it'd be even funny if she wasn't your sister.
It would be. No, okay, I'm spending a lot of time on the Rangers here, but it's been a while. So the big point right now is Josh Hamilton, the American League MVP from last year, his contract.
30 seconds before music stops.
Well, hear me out right here. All right. Josh Hamilton, he's going before a arbitration hearing on February 14th. Long story short, arbitration, we're offering him $12 million, and he... No, sorry,
I
mixed it up.
No, wait, we got loads more music.
We're offering him $8.7 million, and he wants $12 million. So he's going to go before an arbiter on February 14th to see how much money he's going to get paid.
He's going to go, prove his worth.
Exactly, and it's a weird situation because, the guy's, in my opinion, the most talented guy in baseball.
Oh, wow.
But he has a history of drug abuse and alcoholism, so...
Oh, who does?
So let's just, the guy's a freak, he really is. He's worth $12 million, in my opinion, for one more year, at least. And then if he has another consistent year, the guy hit 354 with 32 home runs and 100 RBIs last year. Two of the last seasons, he's had 32 home runs with 100 RBIs and 130 RBIs. The year in between, he was hurt almost the whole year. So, the guy's a freak, and he's worth... there's guys like A-Rod that produce less that are getting paid over $20 million a year. So I say pay him, but
They're kind of being douchebags in that case, are they?
Well, I'm kind of... If he gets paid less, then that opens up more salary for another player. So, whatever happens. I'm glad if
you know what? When you're making $8 million a year,
yeah,
right. You really need 12.
Exactly, because the past year he was making, a million, if
when,
that.
When you're making $8 million a year, you've bought the yacht.
It's true. $8.7 million. Let's not forget that .7.
You've bought a nice house in Dallas. At least you bought a...
Yeah.
You bought a small correctional facility for that much money.
You can have your own correctional facility.
Yeah, you can have your own little Waco thing going on there, right? You can have your own little sect. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah,
$8 million, right? You can have a little bakery and little butchers and time. Let's carry on.
No, I don't have much more about the Rangers. That's really as exciting as offseason baseball gets right there. Besides that, we signed Arthur Rhodes. He's a reliever from Cincinnati. But the problem is, we have two guys from our bullpen that are going to be over 40 years old. So, both those guys last year were amazing. But,
And on Viagra.
Right. That's a good thing.
Anything that makes you swing harder and faster.
Man. You're such good comic relief, David.
I tell you what, you provide the trivia, I'll provide the show. All right, let's keep going.
Well, okay, let's move on to a couple quick hits for the Mavs and the Stars. The Mavs, they're on a modest 5-game winning streak right now. One of our best players, Caron Butler, is out for the season. Dirk Nowitzki, our best player, hurt.
Yeah, he's the dirty German.
The dirty German. He's back. He's back and playing. He's looking good. Roderick Bubois, our Guadeloupean Frenchman, he's been hurt all season, but he's amazing. I can't wait for him to get back. There's still no timeline for that, apparently, but apparently he's going to be back in a couple weeks. He broke his foot in August, but apparently... There it is.
There's the music.
Yeah, he broke his foot in August. It's supposed to be a 6-week injury, but he's still out, so... But the guy is a freak. He's just an amazing athlete. Quick hit on the Stars. All-Star game just happened. Louis Erickson and Brad Richards. both made the All-Star game, but Louis Eriksson scored 2 goals, 2 assists in the All-Star game, which is impressive. And the Stars are slowly becoming, or let me say fastly becoming, my favorite team in Dallas. Stars. How about that? How about that for that hot sports
the
opinion?
Hockey.
Yeah. I'm loving some Stars right now, man.
Wait. So what's his name left? Modano?
Was yeah, Modano's gone. And our goalie, Marty Turco, they both left. Modano to the Red Wings of Detroit and Turco to the Chicago Blackhawks. But it's honestly, I mean, they haven't made the playoffs in 2 years, 3 years, no, 3 years. So, I mean, and they're third place in the Western Conference right now, which is, I mean, they're first place.
Impressive.
Yeah, they're first place in the Pacific Division, which is our division. They're 5 points ahead of the Anaheim Ducks, team named after the Disney movie The Mighty Ducks.
You know, you need to start following the Cardiff Devils.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to get into that. So, I mean, I will start following them. So I'm going to let you take over right now. Talk
oh,
a little.
Jesus Christ. All right, no. So, big thing. So, I get most of my sports info. I was never much of a sportsman as a youngster.
Uh-huh.
But I get most of my info from Facebook. Because I really see a lot of...
Talk louder.
Oh, you want me to talk louder? Holy shit, no stick. All right, so I get most of my input from Facebook and crap like that, right?
Right.
So, the big thing this week has been about Torres. So, for folks that don't follow any kind of mainstream soccer from the UK, Torres was a player playing for Liverpool, and he's just transferred over to a team called Chelsea for, how much was it, $81
million? Yeah, I saw it was $81
million. That's a tough life, isn't it? $81 million, about £50 million. Anyway, but the thing is, he didn't get that money. I don't think he gets that money. I think it's the team that gets that money.
Oh, right, for the transfer fee?
The transfer fees are all the teams. He gets his own little, you know, he's going to get his own private little bonus out of it. But the interesting thing is, you know, I mean, everyone turned on him instantly, like fucking Torres, da-da-da-da-da, bitch about him. And then the guy who's replaced him has been pinched from, some people say Ajax, some people say AX.
Oh, okay.
I think they're a team from Holland, Netherlands. His name is Suarez.
Yeah, Suarez from
Suarez. First game of the for the team, scores a goal.
Good for him.
So everyone's like, "Fuck Torres, bring on Suarez."
Hell yeah!
I mean, there's a rhyme there somewhere. Yeah. So if anyone has anything, they're welcome to write.
Suarez
in.
From Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Yeah, Uruguay. teammate of Diego Forlan. I don't know if you know. The guy is a freak.
Oh no, I haven't followed anything.
I just remember him from the World Cup. The guy was amazing. Suarez, though, man, that's impressive. First game at Liverpool.
First game at Liverpool. Scores a goal.
Good for him.
Anyway, we're up to 22 minutes. We're kind of running out of time. The music stopped. I'm not going to add any more.
Yeah.
So let's do shout outs very quickly. So shout outs to the Barkers.
Yeah, the Barkers.
Thank you much for your inspiration at the last minute.
And the Tuaca shots.
The Tuaca shots. Yes. At the Lion and Crown. Anything else?
Yeah. Thanks to Robert for giving me some soccer knowledge tonight
that we didn't use.
Yeah, I mean, we use some of it. Like Torres going to Chelsea playing Liverpool this weekend. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Big game this weekend is... actually, we will add music now afterwards. The big game this weekend is Liverpool versus Chelsea. That's one to look out for because Suarez, now that he's left... now that he's left Liverpool, we'll be playing against his old team. Now, where do you think people can go watch that game? It's probably in one of the British Irish pubs, right?
Oh yeah, I guess like the Londoner and the Trinity Pub.
Trinity Hall.
Yeah.
So they'll all be available there. And then the other thing, this weekend kicks off the Six Nations Rugby Tournament in Europe.
Oh hell yeah!
So Friday afternoon, 1:45 p.m. Trinity Hall in Dallas. Wales will be playing Ireland, and then on Saturday we have four teams playing each other. I'm not sure who's who, but I know that BBC America is playing one of the matches for free.
Nice.
Well, so if you have their channel. So
I know where I'll be on.
On
Friday?
Friday afternoon, I'm taking the time off work for this one, yeah, because you got to take time off for the things which are important.
Yeah, it's true. Wait, quick little fact about soccer, football.
Oh, Torres, yeah, bring it on.
Robert tells me that the Torres deal to Chelsea on $81 million is the third highest ever in soccer football history.
Soccer football,
right?
Behind soccer rugby out there as well.
Come on, soccer. That's what assholes call it.
Soccer.
It's behind Cristiano Ronaldo and Kaká. So
Kaká.
That's pretty impressive.
Moi.
I don't have a stance on Torres v. Suarez.
Torres versus Suarez.
But, you know, I gotta like me. I love me some South American players, so I think I'm going for Suarez this weekend.
That actually might be a soccer match worth watching. You know, I haven't probably watched a decent soccer match in, well, since we saw Inter Milan versus Dallas.
Yeah, that's right, FC Dallas. So the runner-up of the MLS Cup, by the way.
Really?
Oh, and also, yeah, they lost to the Colorado Rapids in the finals. Went to the championship game.
Look at that. Dallas plays some decent football.
I've also apparently...
It's not Cowboys football, but it's...
I've also I've heard that MLS training camp is starting up and that Beckham is still being a bitch in England.
Where's he supposed to be playing this?
LA Galaxy.
He's not still at LA Galaxy, is he? I thought he'd left.
Apparently,
it.
I don't know. You know, I'm the wrong person for that, but that's what my source tells
me. Your informant.
Right.
Your snitch.
Right. But you know, Thierry Henry from France, he's in the for the New York Red Bulls now.
Bullshit.
Yeah, he's here. He's playing
Thierry
here.
Henry's playing in the US.
Yeah.
He's doing it for the money.
Oh, yeah,
he's
absolutely.
He's definitely for the money.
Why not?
You know, you play for so many years, you get paid so much, and then you move to the US and get paid a lot more. That's the story of all Europeans, man.
Hey, as long as it makes soccer over here pretty big, you know, I'm all for that.
Well, you know what? Not Dallas FC. When they played Inter Milan.
Right.
Yeah. They played a pretty damn good game, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
They probably played against the B team of Inter Milan, but they played a good, fair game. For a few moments there, I was like, whoa.
Well, you know, Samuel Eto'o, the guy from Cameroon, we saw him rip like a 35-yard shot into the goal. That was, I mean, as long as Eto'o's playing, that's their starting lineup right there. So that was impressive. That was good times.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, so we're 26 minutes into the show here. We've run out of music. We'll add it in post-production.
Yeah.
Folks, you've been wonderful. As always, you can comment on our Facebook page. Just do a search for Sports 2 and 4. Or you can email us. What's your email address again?
pdshaw2@gmail.com.
That's a real commercial friendly one there, right there, folks. So let us know what you're thinking. If you are listening, give us a shout out. We'll give you a shout out in return.
Yeah.
And thanks again for tuning in and having the patience to listen this long. You folks probably have invested more time than you would invest for an episode of, I can only think of British TV shows right now. Oh, Idol.
Idol.
Idol's half an hour, right?
Yeah. Oh, American Idol.
American Idol.
Oh, that's a British TV show now?
Well, it was originally British.
Oh, wow. British Idol?
Yeah, you guys copied.
Yeah, we copy everything. We got Office. We've got Shameless.
Gosh, that Shameless is awesome, though.
Yeah, you know, there was an American version now on Showtime.
Is it any good?
I've seen an episode. It looks pretty good, but, you know... I bet
it's not rough as dirty.
This is me, the American, arguing with the British guy.
All right, well, we'll bring it back next week.
Yeah.
We'll try for next week.
Next Wednesday.
If you guys are in Dallas, you're welcome to join us at the Lion and Crown.
Absolutely.
Probably from about 6 o'clock onwards. Give us a shout on the Facebook. And if you have any inputs, if you want a shout out, or from next week onwards, I'm gonna throw my balls on the line on this one. If you want to be on the show, you can call in. We'll give the details beforehand. Give us a shout on the Facebook. We'll give you the telephone number to call in on, and we'll add you in. All right, folks. So have yourselves a good evening. This has been a show on February the 2nd, 2011. I'm Rochi. My host is
Paul Shaw.
And we'll speak to you again next week. Take care.